Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Denim Rogers became HBU's first track athlete to reach NCAA championship. He is primarily a decathlete. The decathlon is a 10-event competition featuring the pole vault, high jump, long jump, javelin, shot put, discus, 110-meter hurdles, 100-meter dash, 400-meter run, and 1,500-meter run. Denim is prepared for his impressive athletic career since he began running track as a five-year-old young man. Wow. You must be something.
It's been fun. It's been a long, I mean, 15 years, a little 16 years now, so.
5 years old, you started this. How'd that happen?
Our Whitesboro had a summer track team that it just kind of did on the side. I mean, it was super cheap and kept me busy in the summer, basically. So I like to run. That was just what I liked to do. It was fun for me. No one else likes to run for fun, but that's what I did. But I started out as a high jump. I just liked high jump. And then it just kind of progressed into a whole bunch of other events.
Well, you know, in decathlon, a 10-event competition, what is that like, just from the physicality, to go from pole vault, high jump, long jump, javelin, shot put, discus? What's it like?
I think the biggest problem is finding time to eat between the events, because, I mean, it's a whole day thing.
It's a whole day.
So it's like you do five events one day and then another five the second day. So trying to find the right times to eat in between is probably one of the harder things to do. But physically, it's very grueling, but it doesn't really hit me until like the 400 and the 1500, because those are the events that take the most energy out of you. I mean, it's like you do the 100, but it's just like the 100, then you get the 30-minute break, and then you kind of recover pretty well. And then you go to long jump, you take your three jumps, and that's it. And then you go to shot put, and then that's the same thing. It's just you get your three throws, which shot put is not that physically tiring as a decathlete. So that's the time you like bulk up and try to eat as much as you can. And then you go into the high jump, which is a little bit tiring because you get three attempts at each bar. So unless you do it kind of more strategically, so you go in at a height, skip a height, go to the next height, do it more of a strategy instead of just jumping at every height, you save some energy so you can run the 400 a lot better.
What do you eat? What?
I think during the decathlons, I live on Nutella sandwiches.
Really?
Yeah, Nutella, peanut butter, basically. It's basically
sure.
It. Just quick, easy carbs, some sugars.
Yeah.
Get a lot of quick energy.
What kind of calories do you burn in one of those?
I have no idea. Way too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just naturally, I burn like, I think, 2,500 sitting down. So I can't even imagine what I would burn doing the full decathlon.
Yeah, I run 3 miles every other day, and it's amazing. You know, of course, the Apple Watch
can track it.
Track everything now. So here you are, primarily a decathlete. How did you get to HBU?
I went the JUCO route and had to go JUCO. Freshman year was kind of a rough start. I mean,
so you were at JUCO doing decathlon?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. I was JUCO doing the multi, and I did indoor and outdoor my freshman year. I did okay. I mean, JUCO is a little bit different. It's the competition's still there, but it's not near what it is Division I wise.
Yeah. It's not Division I.
No. It's like the JUCO Division I,
gotcha.
But not like the NCAA Division I, which is very different, especially for
multis. Yeah. So NCAA Division I. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
You've got some major competition. But go ahead.
Yeah. And so I did all right. I think I got fifth or sixth indoor and fifth outdoor my freshman year, which is okay, but I still didn't score very good so that anybody really showing any interest. And then going into your sophomore year is when you're supposed to start getting recruited out of JUCO, and I just didn't have anybody calling or anything. But I knew I was going to get better, and I knew I was going to be a decent athlete in the multi. And so I think I went and sent every Division I and every Division II school an email. And like every school that I could find in the country, I sent an email and told them my stats and said, hey, I'm looking for a place to go next year. I need somewhere to go. I want to get my degree. I want to run. And HBU happened to be one of the ones that contacted me back because Coach Cesar, he knows the multi very well, and he knew that I would have a big point jump the next year. And so he showed interest in me very early, and that was a big thing. And I came on a visit. I love smaller schools. I do better in the classroom at smaller schools, and I knew that was going to be very important for me, especially to stay eligible to be on the track. And also Cesar is just one of the most fun, loving guys I've ever met. And when you spend that amount of time with someone, if you don't like them, it's not going to be fun.
How much time, interestingly, is there between Cesar, coach, and a decathlon?
I think
a decathlete.
Me and him spend probably 3 to 4 hours a day together.
Wow. Just him watching you drill and coaching
you.
Yeah,
and that's just practices. That's not even when we go to our meets and when we fly to California. And, I mean, it's basically 24/7 when we go and do that. And he's so much fun to be around. And he knew I was going to do well. And sure enough, I did. I went and I won junior college nationals and broke the national record.
Really?
And then, of course, after that, I had to put my phone away because everybody was calling me and texting me. And so I was like, I'm sorry, I'm already signed to HBU. So
what was it like to win that?
That was a lot of fun. It was one of the...
Tell me about it.
So it came down to the 1500.
Yeah.
I beat... He was a 30-year-old athlete from Paradise Valley. He played 4 years of college ball at Angelo State, went back to JUCO to get his master's, and they let him run track. And he was better than me in the throws and in pole vault, and like a lot better than I was. And so he beat me in those, and it came down to the 1500, and I had to beat him by like 2 seconds to actually win. And that was one of the most grueling races of my life because he passed me on the last lap of the race. So I had to just summon everything I had and come back and beat him. And I think I beat him by 4 points.
Wow.
And that was, I mean, multis aren't, they don't really get close like that. It's kind of like, you might be like within 30, 50 points, but not 4 points. Like that's an extremely close call, but it was a lot of fun. And you can tell everybody was watching it and no one watches the multi. So that was a really cool experience.
So, I mean, in Division I, NCAA Division I, this has got to be some major, major competition, huh?
Yeah, it is, especially for me. I think the biggest thing is, like, you go from high school being the best, then you go to junior college, then you have to work yourself up again, then you're being the best,
sure.
And you came back, and then you have to work again just to get back to the top, and it's just... It's so much work.
Kind of an athletic caste system.
Yeah, it is. It is. So it took a long time to, and it's very hard, I think, mentally, too, because you're like, oh, I'm the best, and then you just go right back down to the bottom. And it's mentally, it's just like, just kind of messes with you a little bit. But, yeah, the Division I, you get to see some real athletes.
So tell us, who are you facing specifically from what universities, in the last year or so?
So the three guys that I can think of off the top of my head, there's one guy from Georgia. He wasn't American, but he was a guy from Estonia, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little bit older. Most internationals kind of are, but he's from Georgia. They have, I think they're the number one multi program in the country. So they're bound to have a couple of decent guys up there, but he scored, I think, almost 8,400 at nationals. And then there's Harrison Williams, and he won indoor nationals and got second outdoor. He barely got beat out by the guy from Georgia, and he scored 8,300 points roughly, I believe. And he actually made the USA team to go to Worlds and compete on the world stage, and that was really awesome to see. And I mean, I was like, I've talked to this guy, you know, I've taken pictures with him, so that was really awesome. And then the next guy that would be Gabe Moore from Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
He got third, scored, I think, almost 8,000, somewhere around there. And he's a really cool guy, too. And he had a rough patch. He got hurt and stuff, so he didn't do as well as he wanted to. But, I mean, third place in the country. And, I mean, I got to compete with all of them at the USA Championships in the summer. And, you know, it was really fun. And, I mean, they're top in the world too, you know, so.
And how cool is it, HBU Huskies, to have to be in this kind of competition? I mean, it's got to be an amazing journey. What year are you in?
So I'm a senior in the class, yeah. But I redshirted an outdoor season at my junior college. So I'm actually a junior on the track.
Yeah, yeah. So tell me about your competition. I mean, about your athletic preparation, 12 months around the year.
So last year was my most enduring season because I started season the very beginning of January and didn't finish until July, till late July.
Wow.
And normally it goes to beginning of May, maybe January to May. So just doing that, that's all in season. That's not even like, yeah, you're practicing, but it's more of just touch up stuff. You're not getting in shape because you should already be in shape. And they're traveling every weekend, so that takes a day or two away from training. And then, I mean, normally you would train through the summer if you're not competing, which from here on is probably going to be me competing in the summers. So it'll just be the August through December-ish, or even end of November, of just training, getting back into it, and get my feet down and getting, make sure I get the rest too, which is extremely important in the multi.
How do you turn your brain off to get rest when you're either before a meet or, you know, balancing it all?
I've been doing it for so long, you know, yeah. It's just kind of like, I think it's just a subconscious thing for me now. And usually when I turn my brain off, I go run.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And of course running helps sleep.
Yeah.
You know,
it does. But yeah, I'm watching TV, yeah. You know, and that's what like Saves are too. We go out to eat. We're just making jokes, having a good time. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's so cool to have a coach like that, oh, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah. What's it been like for you to be at HBU and all the leadership? I mean, this athletic team is, I'm so impressed with every one of them because, you know, they believe in great athletics, but they also bring such a great faith factor and a great Christian example. I just got to believe you don't experience that just in every program there is across the country.
No, definitely don't. I've loved it since I've been here. Like I said, I like the small feel. It's really nice, and you just get the feeling that people really care about you, and that's very rare, especially when you go to a huge four-year college when there's, you know, 500 people in a classroom and they don't care if you're there or not really, you know. And like, if I wouldn't show up to class, I'm sure a teacher would probably, or a professor would probably just email me, but hey, are you okay, you know, are you sick, or you know what's going on and stuff like that. And we pray before every test, and it's super nice to have that. And I mean, my dad's a minister, so I grew up religious. And so I've already been like very exposed to it and stuff, so it wasn't like a huge change for me in any way, but it's very nice to have that. And we pray at all of our team meetings and before we go into our meets, and it's just a nice camaraderie of Christianity going.
That's great. Now, your parents have got to be real proud about what you've been doing.
Oh yeah. They probably wish they could see me more.
Yeah.
But training is very intensive, so.
Now, where are they now?
They're in San Antonio now.
San Antonio, okay.
So it's a closer drive. Yeah. I've seen them more the first year I moved here than I did my 2 years in Kansas. It was just so far. It was like an 11-hour drive, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've seen them more, I think my first semester here, that semester than I did in 2 years, so.
Outstanding. Well, Denham Rogers, HBU's first track athlete to reach the NCAA championships. It's really an honor to meet you. It's exciting to see what God's doing in your life and this tremendous opportunity that we get to venture with you. I want to remind you, you can go to hbuhuskies.com. There's all kinds of information, 17 Division I sports, HBU, every one of them worth checking out. And we're going to show you some film of Denham. And Denham, you know, there's young men and women that are looking for different schools and whatnot. Tell them why HBU is special.
You get a personal feel, you know. You're never going to be alone. at HBU. It's very easy to get involved. It's very easy to get to know people. I went to a huge high school. No one knew who I was.
Yeah.
I came here. I walk around campus. I don't even know who they are, but they know who I am, and that's just an awesome thing to have here. And all the faculty is the nicest people I've ever met. They all care about you and care what's going on in your life.
I truly agree, and couldn't be said better. This is a young man with tremendous talent that we are graced with here at HBU. It's another reason why you need to check it out. You can call 281-649-3211 about our enrollment. Go to hbu.edu/husky or hbushuskies.com. Learn about the entire athletic program at HBU. Thank you, Denham, for being here with us.
Thank you.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.